Welcome to Entrepreneurs the Playbook. I'm David Meltzer, and we have a very special guest. She is a winner in everything that she does. I am so impressed with this entrepreneur. She is going to be a future superstar and, in my opinion, a billionaire. Eugenie Addison is here with me, the CEO of Sensi.me. Thank you for joining me on the Playbook.
Oh, you're warm welcome. Thank you so much for such a warm welcome. So grateful.
I am so grateful to have you. You know, I concentrate a lot of my non-negotiable time on things that actually God tells us is necessary. He says, you know, if you don't sleep, you're going to die. He says, if you don't eat, you're going to die. If you don't drink, you're going to die. If you don't move, you're going to die. And the last one, which is the most important because it gives you the shortest amount of time, he says, if you don't breathe, you are going to die. And I had started years ago focusing and prioritizing those behaviors and practices so that I could live a healthy, wealthy, happy life. And it's become more and more challenging because of the dis-ease that is floating around in the air, and everybody in the whole world experienced that with COVID, but there's always been disease in the air. And you yourself had a personal experience with your father and your aunt with things floating in the air that created actually a loss for you. I was hoping you could share the story, what inspired you to clean the air.
Oh, yeah. As you mentioned, my dad passed away from chronic bronchitis. Right when I was going, so he never got to see me go to college. And even my aunt, she died from bronchitis too. And 3 months ago, my uncle passed away from pneumonia. So I come from a family that suffer from airborne diseases. I have cousins that are asthmatic. You know, so it's more driven based on trying to make a difference, trying to find a solution for my family ailments. So that is what gave me the motivation. And then when I did my postdoctoral research about airborne diseases, I was shocked to see that persons who are mostly affected by it are actually doctors. Because they spend tedious hours in the operating theater trying to save life. So they're the ones that are mostly exposed to these toxic gases like carbon monoxide, carbon dioxide, just to name a few, and even Legionella bacteria that give you Pontiac fever, sore throat, and stuff like that. So, that's what led me to start my entrepreneurship journey, where this is my second company. I had a company while in college, which I call Microspecs, where I actually just built a functional prototype that was showing something that's in the air. And then I sold that company. So, and then that revenue, the 200K, that's what is the foundation for Sensi.me, where based on my studies, I was able to collect more knowledge, expertise to develop this company and build such an innovative technology, trying to help people breathe in a clean air.
And it has so many different capabilities that have so much value. And you've been able to develop it in a very cost-efficient way so that you have made it affordable for anyone or everyone. And it's a great feat of engineering and science that you're able to do this. And what it does is not only protect our frontline workers, but it protects everyone in our home, our offices, any enclosed space. Developing this smart science-backed solution that not only monitors the disease, the airborne disease, but as I found out on our TV show, that it actually, and I didn't know this before, that it actually mitigates the exposure to harmful airborne elements in clinical environments and even in the home. And so the duality of value in a very cost-effective delivery mechanism to detect and mitigate, for me, is a exponential solution that should be utilized everywhere from anyone, whether it be in the home, the office, or even, as you know, clinical environments. Give me some of the aspects of the capabilities of first the monitoring side of the device. And, you know, the price point of the device today is, you know, you can share with us as well. If it was just a monitor, it would be so valuable, but it's much, much more. What does it monitor today?
Okay, so we use nanotechnology where we develop, where we have biosensors. And so what we do, we collect samples from various laboratories across the U.S. for about 2 years. And then the ones that was picked up on our Arduino kit were these specific pathogens and gases. So right now, it is able to early detect type A influenza virus, Legionella bacteria, formaldehyde, volatile organic compound. And then we got off-the-shelf gas sensors like carbon dioxide and nitrogen dioxide. We then use machine learning, which is programmed to early detect these within a precise area, 145 square feet. Then we have nanofilter that able to remove these harmful pathogens and gases in just 5 minutes. So we developed this because we want customers to show them real-time measurement of these gases and pathogen, and then remove them in under 5 minutes. And we also help companies have a higher productivity by helping them reduce the amount of sick days that are normally taken from their workers. So we sell our pathogenic.ai for just $100. Why we sell it so cheap is that when you just coming in the market, you know, no one know who you are, what's your brand about. So we strategically did that so that we gain more brand awareness and more customers. And then as we scale, we are planning to upgrade the unit to detect much more things, and the cost will be much higher. But it's more strategic in trying to help persons with cleaner air at a very cost effective. And I think that way we have a high competitive advantage over our competitors right now, because most of them are like $200 or more. So that's the main aspect why we did that.
And they don't cover as much area, and they all don't
make right.
the same exposure as well. So if you want and are looking for better capability for less money, it becomes a no-brainer to look into Sensi.me. Now, this is not overnight success. You started at a very young age in your research. You are a student of the science yourself, not just a practitioner of that science. You're motivated with a purpose, which is always an added component of success, where we have a forsake of what that goes beyond making money. Although I believe that all businesses, we check the box when we create our LLCs that says for profit, and a lot of entrepreneurs forget about that. They think that they're just here to impact people and forget if you don't make a lot of money, you're not going to impact a lot of people. I promise you, you may check the nonprofit if that's what you look for and want to do, but you've been able to bridge science, innovation, purpose, and become a leading voice in the fight against preventable respiratory diseases. That's a lot to take on at such a young age. And I have a saying, you know, wrong voices, wrong choices. I am sure that you have been surrounded at times, whether at school or in financing meetings or venture capital or other launch pads and competitions, with the wrong voices that may have encouraged you to make the wrong choices. How have you been able to stay steady in your journey, your divine direction, and allow the wrong voices to fall away? Because they will laugh at you, scoff at you, and make fun of you, and then they will applaud you.
That is true. So I think over the years, I have matured a lot. When I just started out, I was so naive. Any opportunity, I would just jump on it and say, oh, great. And I have learned my valuable lesson, especially with my first company. I trusted people that never did anything for me to gain my trust. And they really did stab me in the back. But, you know, when I look at it, know that it actually shaped me to how I am now. So I'm more cautious and careful of certain deals and certain opportunity that might present itself. And I think all of this, it's type of a learning curve. And as you grow as a young leader or as an entrepreneur, you do grow from bitter experience. And I think that's what I have learned in to be who I am by my bitter experience while in college with my first startup. But I never make that bitter experience twice. So what I've done wrong in my first business, I make sure this one is different. And I try to make the goal, trying to help as much person as possible, that's how my first breakthrough started, because I saw an Instagram post of someone who lost their parent from carbon dioxide gas poisoning from the hotel. And I followed that person and sent a message to the hotel, didn't expect to get any response. You know, and shockingly, they respond. And I just started out. So I told them I don't even have my ticket to pay or anything. And they say, oh, don't worry, they will clear everything. And yeah, and that's how I started. And from that, I was able to solve their problem. And that's how I generated $1 million in sales without any referral, only referral, but no customers or anything.
That is amazing. And one of the most often overlooked spaces is indoor air. So many people are concerned about our environment and they forget about the vacuum that exists in the indoor space. Why do you think that the indoor air is so often overlooked, even though it's where we spend most of our time?
I think what happened is persons don't see it as an issue, just like you only take a painkiller when you actually feeling sick or you have a headache. So I think it's COVID-19 really let people be more aware of these illnesses, these airborne diseases, because people didn't see it as a need. To be honest, most person, 90% spend their time indoor to home, like workplaces and that, and they don't really worry about the air, if it's safe or anything. Even the hotels didn't see this aware until they start having guests that die from these toxic gases. So I think the COVID-19, when I look at it, it can be a positive and a good and a bad. Negative meaning a lot of persons from this lose their life. But I think it really teaches us how important, like even the air that you breathe in, how clean is it for you to breathe in? And people are more aware of having something to protect themselves from these toxic gases and these airborne diseases.
And there's so many different ones that we not only need to moderate, but mitigate. And today, what are some of the things that we should be aware of within our own home that can help provide the safety that we provide in hotels and office spaces? How many of these are, you know, with the coverage, we should have 3 or 4 in each of our homes, I imagine. And if we could only afford one, what room would you put that in?
Yeah, I think most persons are mostly exposed to these gases like carbon monoxide, carbon dioxide, even seat building syndrome. And also Legionella bacteria because of the air conditioned units. More, it's the flu season, so most people are affected by type A influenza virus. And I think anywhere that you spend most of your time, mainly, so if it's your office room or the living room with the family or this area, the bedroom is very, maybe not the bathroom, depending on the big the size of your bathroom. Mm-hmm. But I think area that you spend most of your time, especially if you come from a family like myself that have airborne diseases. Most of my 90% of my family have airborne disease, either have asthma, pneumonia, stuff like that. I think it should be something that's just like how you get ready to go to work. You should have something to make you breathe in a cleaner air to protect yourself from developing it chronic or even pass away from this.
Yes, we want to save lives and improve lives. And last question is aligned with the unbelievable potential that I see in you as an entrepreneur and as a scientist, innovator, and as a humanitarian. Eugenie, you have so much potential. What do you see next for you as this product evolves and the company grows at such an accelerated pace?
My dream is helping as much person as possible. Like, I always seen it like helping millions of people and maybe developing like another part, a different part of the unit, like developing further, where we have like two enterprise, one for customer, one for businesses. Like for businesses, maybe detect over 2,000 pathogens, larger room space, save more life, save more people, mostly business corporation. And I don't know. I used to always have, I try to control where my life go next. But I think when you're a Christian, you rely on God. So I try not to make too much plans and see what's next for me. But I'm really focused on, you know, helping as much person as possible. Even sometimes I feel like I can't even help my own family, but as long as I'm helping others, that's my biggest motivation, and leave it to God and see where it goes from next.
God is good. He protects, promotes, loves, and perfects you. I promise you. And he provides you all that you're given, including making a lot of money so you can help a lot of people and, of course, have a lot of fun. The superstar of our newest hit TV show, Go Fund Yourself. She's an extraordinary entrepreneur, winning all types of awards and so many different people supporting this young lady who's changing the world and saving lives. Eugenie Addison, CEO of Senzi.me. Check her out. Check the company out. You will not be disappointed. You too can protect yourself and your family from airborne disease. Eugenie, thanks for joining me. This is David Meltzer with Entrepreneurs, the Playbook.